should make clear, I'm not the first one to find this. It's not an original discovery of mine. I discovered that all of this was already documented. It was all in the library. The Arab-Palestinian movement was created by the same people who carried out the Nazi extermination of the European Jews during World War II. The founding father of the Arab-Palestinian movement is this guy called Haj Amin al-Husseini. This guy Husseini, who is now largely forgotten by Westerners, was as important as Adolf Hitler. He founded the Palestinian movement in 1919, something like that. He was responsible for big terrorist attacks against the Jews living in British Mandate Palestine. There were huge terrorist attacks organized by him. He became the great mufti of Jerusalem by the colonial British government, and from that position he organized these terrorist attacks. Husseini had created such tremendous chaos and violence in British Mandate Palestine that the British finally intervened. So he left, he went to Iraq, he started, organized the Farhud, which is a gigantic pogrom of the Jews of Baghdad that pretty much ended Jewish life in Baghdad. And after doing that, Husseini went on to Italy, where Mussolini received him as if he were a head of state. The fascists were very interested in Husseini, in making an alliance with Husseini. And then Husseini went on to Berlin, where he was again received like a head of state. Hitler himself came out to receive him with all the dignitaries and the cameras flashing and the film rolling. And Hitler sat down to talk to him. And they agreed, Husseini and Hitler, that they would exterminate the Jews living in British Mandate Palestine. They would ethnically cleanse the Middle East of Jews. That was their agreement. The Nazis were stopped at El Alamein in Egypt. So the Nazis never got to Jerusalem. But the consolation prize for Husseini was that he stayed in the Nazi-occupied Europe for the rest of the war. He was very important to the Nazis. They gave him an entire bureaucracy. It was called Bureau des Gros Mufti. They gave him a budget, and he started doing all kinds of things. He was very prominent in Nazi propaganda, inciting Muslims to kill Jews, Muslims allied with the Nazis, for example, in Bosnia and Kosovo. He organized entire divisions of Heinrich Himmler's SS that participated in the Yugoslav chapter of the Holocaust, killing Serbs, Jews, and Roma, the people we often call gypsies. Husseini was the one who had convinced them to switch from a policy of expulsion to a policy of complete extermination. And historians agree that up until the autumn of 1941, which is when Husseini arrived in Berlin, up until then, although the Nazis were killing many, many Jews, this is true, they had already begun killing many Jews, but they still had a policy of expelling most Jews from the Nazi-occupied area. And they had not yet decided to kill all Jews. That decision was taken in the Wannsee Conference, which is January of 1942, which is after Husseini had already been among them for several months. And according to Wislicini, he's the one who convinced them that they had to kill them all, according to Husseini, and the Nazis ended up agreeing with him that they should all be killed. And also, he became Eichmann's best friend, and together with Eichmann, organized and directed the entire death camp system. So the father of the Palestinian movement is also the man responsible, with Eichmann and Hitler and Himmler, of murdering the European Jewish population. Well, so that was a big, big, big turning point for me, because when I found all of this out, I said to myself, why is this guy unknown? You know, we know about Hitler, we know about Himmler, we know about Eichmann. How come we don't know about this guy? And I realized that there had been radio silence about this guy for decades. So I thought, well, I should mention him, because somebody should. The most important intervention in the world of Haj Amin al-Husseini in the post-war, because he didn't escape. They allowed him to escape. They had him in house arrest. And of course, he just walked out, went to some Arab embassy. They gave him a passport and he just left. He went to Cairo, where Gamal Abdel Nasser, the Egyptian dictator, protected him. Nasser had been allying, like many other Muslim leaders, with the Nazis. So he protected Husseini in Cairo in the 1950s with the help of several German Nazi refugees that arrived there to also get protection from Nasser. Husseini used some of these people to train Yasser Arafat, Mahmoud Abbas, and a few other adolescents in the 1950s. And this is what became Al-Fatah. So Al-Fatah is a creation of Husseini's Arab Higher Committee. That was his organization. And Al-Fatah is the governing core of what we now call the Palestinian Authority. Obviously, being a creation of Husseini, PLO Fatah has the clear mission of finishing the job that Husseini left unfinished. So Arafat and Abbas were supposed to continue that holy mission of jihad. When I saw all this, I said to myself, so the Jewish state was created after World War II to protect Jews from Nazi exterminations. And here we have the organization created by the Nazi exterminator of the European Jews being introduced into the Jewish state to be the government over the Arabs in strategic territory, because it's high ground. Judea and Samaria is high ground, what they call the West Bank. So I thought, this is an attack on Israel, obviously. How can it make any sense to introduce into strategic territory of the state created to protect the Jews from extermination, to put there, to rule over the Arabs, the organization created by the guy who killed the European Jews? Nothing could be a bigger aberration. So I thought, well, somebody has to say this, because all of this information is crucial to understanding what the Arab-Israeli conflict really is.